Hi, this is Amr Jasmine, the deviation of Dr. Tamar Muhammad Data Services, January 25, 2013. I am the deviation of Samantha Watkins Perry, SAMANTA space WATKINS space PERY. The primary care physician patient, Dr. Linwood Dack. Let's copy the information on page 1 of patient note on. September 14, 2012, this is a cardiac again, reason for visit to follow up on the player of same Miss Watkins in our cardiac target. We have the player of same Miss Perry in our cardiac target today, who is a very present 33 years old African female. The pathogenic is significant for CVA, asthma, fibromyalgia, migraine, headaches, scoliosis, and hyperlipidemia. The patient is also HIV positive. The patient also had a bilateral mastectomy. Patient was recently admitted to the hospital because of and was found to have a PCP pneumonia. She was kept in hospital a couple of days, after which she was discharged. Patient is currently receiving treatment for PCP pneumonia. She is in our clinic today for a follow-up following her recent admission. On today's visit, patient was complaining of chest pains. Chest pains are pressure-like, central, last for a couple of minutes, and occur both at rest and with activity. Patient was also complaining of worsening shortness of breath or with exertion, orthopy, and PND. Patient was also complaining of leg swelling. Patient did not any palpitation and disease breath, presyncope, syncopal attacks. Patients also did not any neck pains. Patient said that she is complying with all of her body care following a primary care physician regularly. Past medical history significant for CVA, hyperlipidemia, chest migraine headaches, scoliosis, asthma, fibromyalgia, and HIV infections. Social history, patient denies smoking, drinking, alcohol, using an illicit drug. She is married and has two children. Social surgical history of this patient significant for hysterectomy and bilateral mastectomy. Family history of the patient is positive for significant for diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and valvular heart diseases. Allergies, patient is allergic to Tylenol, Motrin, Keflex, and Lyrix. The current medication, number 1, QR, 18 microgram, QD, number 2, Truvada, TRUVADA, 100 milligram QD, number 3, Bactrim, 5 ml BID, next is Neurontin, 300 milligram QHS, next is Lyrica, 5 milligram QD, next is Almin-Thazine, ALMINTHAZINE, and next is promethazine QD, and patient is also taking a medication for seizure disorder, though she didn't know the name of the medication. PNH paragraph for the examination. On today's video, the patient was 106 by 64 millimeters, keep us for 80, weight is 117, height is 5 feet. For SP copy, normal dimension of examination, diagnostic test, number 1 EKG. On today's visit, we did an EKG on patient, which showed a ventricular rate of 75 beats per minute. EKG has a normal sinus rhythm with a normal axis. Next is a chest X-ray. Patient had chest X-ray on January 14, 2013 during her recent admission for PCP pneumonia. The chest X-ray shows decreasing airspace opacity in the right lung base. It also shows residual pneumonitis. Next is lab chemistries. Patient motion and lab chemistry were checked on January 13, 2013, which showed sodium of 138, potassium of 4.2, glucose of 81, blood energy of 4, protein of 0.5, WBC of 5.9, hemoglobin 11.3, and platelet 272. Next, Please copy Holter monitor, CT head. Get an ultrasound from page 2 of patient on September 14, 2012. Regular suspicion number 1, coronary disease. Patient has multiple risk factors for coronary disease. Period. Under the patient was complaining of chest pains, associated with a shortness of breath, exhalation, autopsy, and PND. Period. Since the patient's chest pains are consistent with cardiac causes, so we are going to do a stress test. We are also going to get an echocardiogram to assess his ejection fraction and valvular functions. Since the patient's asthmatic history is also significant for asthma, so we are going to do primary function test to rule out any pulmonary causes for protons of breath. Number next is HIV. Patient's asthmatic history is significant for HIV. Patient was recently admitted to the hospital because of her PCP pneumonia. Most recent CD4 count was found to be 234. Patient is now taking medications for PCP pneumonia. We have advised patient to follow up with the primary care physician in this regard and take her medication regularly. Next is hyperlipidemia. Patient's asthmatic history is significant for hyperlipidemia. She is currently taking we have advised patient to follow with a primary care physician for the management of HIV medication, which are also a cause for which are also a possible cause for a hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to take care of Ms. Watkins. Watkins Perry. We are going to follow up with her in 1 month's time with the test results. In the meanwhile, we have advised her to give all of her medication regularly, following up with a primary care physician. We have also advised patient to immediately go to any ER if the chest pains or her shortness of breath gets worse. We have also provided her with a telephone number. She can reach us with any questions and concerns. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Umar Jazbalik, UMER, Space EGAD, Space MLIK. Dictated patient of Dr. Chamma Muhammad with all of his board certifications. This is end of dictation. Thank you.